It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a great day out there, getting a lot of stuff done. I hope for all the guys out there, you're saving up your time, you know, because football season's right around the corner. So do all the good deeds you could possibly do right now. So come college, high school, and NFL football time, you're able to just sit back and watch college football for 12 straight hours like I like to do. And in the NFL for another 12 hours like I like to do. So make sure you get all that out of the way, all your honey-do list or all the other stuff out of the way before football season comes upon us, and it seems like it's just right around the corner. This past week, SEC Media Days, lots of great quotes out there, all the coaches talking, and in our opening, you know, one of my questions was, how are the Gators going to do this year? Well, Will Muschamp, he thinks their offense is going to be fantastic. Led by Jeff Driscoll will be back. Taylor running the football. They think they have some weapons. We'll see how that turns out. I think we all know Florida State offense is going to be potent. ACC Media Day is coming up in, in another week or so, or this upcoming week. But, folks, we have a lot of stuff to get to. The WWE is in town tonight. As you heard in the intro, I used to be a World Wrestling Entertainment announcer. Play-by-play guy, did a lot of the studio shows, but we have a great guest coming up. Kind of, we're going, you know what? We're going old school here. We're going old school on our interview segment. We have Austin Idol, and for you diehard wrestling fans, and even, you know, the young ones nowadays, or the older ones like Seminole Bill over there, who's a diehard wrestling fan from way back in the day. Austin Idol was a big deal back in the day, wasn't he?
He was the man, the Universal Heartthrob.
The Universal Heartthrob. The names are great. But we're going to talk to him coming up, see what he's been up to, get his thoughts on, you know, he's really seen the sport of wrestling evolve from pre-World Wrestling Entertainment Vince McMahon days to what it is now. You know, a multi-billion dollar business with millionaires that are wrestling and everything. So it should be pretty interesting. And we're looking forward to speaking with Austin coming up in a little while. Now, this past week, we had the All-Star Game. And I have some great questions about the All-Star Game in other sports, too. We have Major League Baseball, hockey, the NFL, and the NBA, and how that's all going to come into play. But let's be honest, folks. The biggest news of the week, bar none, the biggest news was LeBron James. I mean, the speculation of where is he going to go, where is he going to play this upcoming season. Is he going to stay at the Miami Heat? And Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, can Pat Riley keep him in South Beach? And the answer was, that's a big negative. He's going back home, I guess you could say. Back to Cleveland to play for the Cavaliers and a brand new coach and team up with Kyrie Irving and possibly Andrew Wiggins if they end up keeping him. So LeBron is going back to Cleveland. And, you know, all I thought of the whole time when this whole soap opera was playing out, when he left Cleveland, folks, you know, the Cavalier fans that are burning jerseys in the streets, right? Dan Gilbert, the owner, wrote some crazy letter and hung it on the wall, which, by the way, he took down once LeBron said he's coming back. So, which gets me really to the point of bringing this up, and that is, as a sports fan, and maybe you're a Cowboy fan, maybe you were a Cavalier fan, or a diehard fan of any other sports team out there, and you have your superstar, like a LeBron. If you were a Miami fan, you could have thrown in a Dan Marino at the time, or a John Elway for Denver, or et cetera. You could go on. Pick, you know, your favorite team, who your biggest superstar was, Derek Jeter, you know, for instance. Well, LeBron was the biggest thing, you know, in Cleveland, right? Born and bred, goes to Cleveland, leaves to go to Miami. You hate him. Now he goes back to Cleveland. And if you were one of those people out there that was burning you know, his jersey. And now he's coming back to Cleveland. What do you do? Do you say, hey, that's okay because it's all about the team? You know, it's all about the Cleveland Cavaliers, so I really don't care who plays on the team or how many times maybe they come and go. I just want to win an NBA championship. Does winning take over? Is winning all that matters when it comes to something like Seminole Bill? Is that all that matters? I mean, have you ever experienced anything like that where, you know, you're a diehard fan, your favorite player leaves, you hate him for it because the whole situation, whether whether it was for his best interest, for money, or for his family. As a sports fan, you usually don't care. It's all about your team. And then he comes back. Do you forgive?
Well, you know.
Bill in his smoker's jacket. Hugh Hefner voice over there. Well, you know, Mark, hang on. Let me put my pipe down.
We are those, we have a forgiving nature when it benefits us, of course.
When it benefits us.
I mean, winning, you know, of course, is a benefit. I mean, so I'm sure the folks up in Cleveland will welcome him if they start just jamming down the wins.
Because they're relevant again now, right? And that they have a chance to win a championship.
Yes. I mean, he instant offense, instant defense. I mean, he's everything.
That's true. So you would forgive is what you're saying. You're speaking third person there, kind of like The Rock. I mean, Cleveland fans. I'm asking Seminole Bill.
Well, if it's me and he comes back to my team for the reasons he said, yeah, I say, okay, I get it.
Are you a big fan as you were before he left? Or is it kind of like, hey, that's great that he's back. I'm not buying his jersey, though, this time. I won't buy his jersey.
That's probably how I might feel. It's almost like, okay, look, you left me for the pretty girl down the road and, you know, all that, you know, jazz. And you didn't want to go through the grind with us. So now you're back and you're coming home.
I like the you know what? In a way, we have Seminole Bill over there, the executive producer, and we also have Eric there. In a way, Eric, you know, when it comes to the pretty girl scenario, you know, that does kind of make sense. I can see Eric, Bill, I can see Eric jumping ship real quick for the pretty girl down the street.
Absolutely.
Us married guys, we can't do that. But Eric, your loyalty would be all over the place, kind of like those sports fans up in Cleveland, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Short and sweet. He gives the, oh, yeah. I'm not even going to question it. However, though, for me and everybody, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show and send us in your thoughts or go to our Facebook page, The Mark Lloyd Show, or also now our website, brand new website, www.themarkloydshow. Did I have to throw the?
No.
No. Okay. I'm stuck on the.
MarkLloydShow.com. And for the Facebook, you can also search it out, Mark Lloyd Show.
Mark Lloyd Show. There we go. That's why you guys are over there. I'm just rambling on. No, for me, I would welcome him back, but I would not buy his jersey. So I would want him to do good things for my team. I would want him to be a part of a piece of the puzzle to win the championship, which is what your goal is, and for the Cavaliers, an NBA championship or any other sport. But I would not maybe be as caught up as I once was. I liked the Magic back in the day. You know, I was in Orlando when Shaq was there, and when Shaq left, you know, I was pretty upset. Pretty upset when he took off to L.A., even though he went there to win championships, which he did. And if he ever came back to the Magic, I didn't own a Shaq shirt. I'm not into buying athlete shirts or anything like that. But if I did, I definitely would not repurchase a new shirt at all. So we're going to continue this. We got to take a quick break. We also have Austin Idol coming up. But I want to get your thoughts on the whole LeBron James. If you're a diehard sports fan, would you be leaving and welcoming him, there's the word, back to your city with open arms? Stay with us here on The Mark Lloyd Show on 93.3 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost, as long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero, because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
The world is listening to Mark Lloyd, but his wife doesn't.
Oh, Lord. A little Robin Thicke action going on here. This is not my doing. This is Eric's doing over there. He left his wife, too, didn't he? Is he trying to get her back now?
Still trying.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's the Mark Lloyd Show. Happy Saturday right here on Freedom 93 FM. The home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. Thanks for spending some time with us on this Saturday afternoon. And before we went to the break, we were talking about LeBron James going back to Cleveland. And here's what I also find interesting. Let's relate it to the average, well, I want to say the average Joe, but let's take it outside of the sports context, I guess you could say. And I was speaking with some, actually I was speaking with my brother on this. And we were talking about the whole LeBron thing. He can't stand LeBron, et cetera, et cetera. But I said, you know what? And folks, tell me if you could relate to this. It's almost like I was trying to think, outside of sports, what else draws this kind of loyalty? What job? I mean, really, think. What job in the world creates loyalty and a fan base that would get upset with you over stuff where you're like, I you know, why are you upset? And I had to think long and hard. Here's one example. Seminole Bill, here's an example. And folks, you can think of your own examples and hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter. If Steve Jobs, all right, so say Steve Jobs still alive, but when he was alive and he was running Apple, right? Apple's the one example out there. I see Eric over there, Mr. Technology. His ears perked up and his eyes got big. Steve Jobs running Apple, okay? Apple has a devoted fan base. They're more than, I mean, they are a brand. But you have people that would literally debate, and I could see coming to, you know, punches or blows over what is better, Apple. I'm not a technology guy. Apple or, I don't know, Microsoft, right? Dell, I don't know, something like that. Okay, so you love your Apple products, right? You show up to the convention, you go to the Apple store, hang out and talk with all your nerd buddies and everything, and you guys discuss all that. What happens if Steve Jobs said, you know, I'm going to Microsoft. Microsoft, I'm going over there. What for our technology guy, Mr. Eric, who I don't know, similar Bill, maybe you, I don't know if you're a big technology guy either, but what would be the reaction out there? You know, so we're not talking sports, we're talking normal job here in a way, non-athletic. If Steve Jobs jumps from Apple to Microsoft, that's the same thing as LeBron going back and forth, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Eric, are you a big Apple fan?
To a point.
To a point. So you're not like a, you know, if I said Apple sucks, you're not going to come over and take a swing at me.
No way.
Okay. All right. But if, would you be, what would your thoughts be if Steve Jobs went from Apple to Microsoft? I mean, would you feel betrayed?
If I was a diehard fan, possibly.
If you were a diehard fan, so he's possible. You're not. So you're not. Go ahead.
I can understand. Like you said, it's just like the sports. It'd be like him going from one sport to another sport.
Yeah, or one team from another team. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, and if you start thinking of jobs out there that create a loyal man, it is tough to find. I mean, there's very few outside of sports that draws a fan base and loyalty. Go ahead.
There is one, and because we're on a talk format, politics does the same thing. If you switch parties, if you, you know, our governor, our former governor, excuse me, but that's a good way to look at it.
You know what? That's really interesting, the politics angle on that, especially, you know, on the station that we're on here and everything. That is interesting because I guess, do they create fans? You know, I get loyalty because you're voting and everything like that. Well, that's a different, boy, we could really get into that. That's interesting. Now, here's a few more I had, though. Okay, everybody out there, you know, watches TV or movies or whatever, it is. Does your opinion change or are you upset with somebody? Let's go movie stars. Okay, let's go troubled movie stars. Robert Downey Jr., okay. Big-time actor, love them, screw up,
Huge.
Right?
Huge.
Screw up. Went and saw his movies pre I'm a drug addict or all the issues that he had. All right. Then he goes off and is a disaster. And then he comes back. And I was a, you know, say you're a big Robert Downey Jr. fan. Do you just forgive him and show up at the next movie he makes? Or do you sit there and say, you know what, man? In your mind, I've given you two or three chances to get your act straight. And I'm not going to support you anymore because I thought you were this. I thought you were a good guy. I went and saw your movies because of all those numerous reasons. And now you come back and you make another, are you going to boycott, you know, I'm doing the fake air quotes, bunny ears or whatever they're called. Are you going to boycott his next movie?
Man, you know what? Just ask the Justin Bieber fans. I mean, same thing, right? I mean, all the mess ups in life, how many can you do? How many chances do you get? That they will go listen to that guy's music time and time again.
Well, you know, you'll listen to his music because it's on the radio, but do you buy a CD anymore? That, you know what? Let's be honest. There's not too many things as athletes that you could relate to them in the outside world, outside of the athletic world. Where the reason this came up is because we had LeBron, obviously, was the biggest news of the week, right? Going from Cleveland to Miami, and now he's going back to Cleveland. And if you're a sports fan, do you forgive? Because you want him to win. And we're trying to think of what other jobs out there in this great big world can really relate to that. And we thought, you know, if you're a diehard Apple fan, Steve Jobs jumped ship to Microsoft. We're mentioning movie stars, Robert Downey Jr.,
Bieber.
Justin Bieber, that's a very good one. I was thinking, because I don't have a little kid anymore, so I'm not really up to date. I mean, I know what's going on with Bieber, but Scott Weiland, who's the singer of Stone Temple Pilots, is a great singer. You love the guy, but then he, you know, he's constantly doing something wrong with the law, you know, and you're like, dude, how many chances can I give you? But when he came back around in concert, I saw him in concert. Okay, so there's my loyalty. I guess I forgive. I forgive when it comes to it. I'll go see him. You know what I mean? And I guess if I had a daughter at the age that wanted to go see Justin Bieber, I would pay the $80 a ticket to go see. You did over there. Bill, yeah. Seminole Bill saying, yes, we did.
And even locally, we want to bring it back to what the circle of life Mark always talks about. Jameis, man, with all the stuff he went through and people on either side of that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Do you remain a fan? Do you stick by your guy? You know, that type of stuff.
Draw your own conclusion and saying, "Hey, you know what? Yes, he was not guilty. However, though, I don't care. I'm still going to hold it against him." I guess that's the fringe. Yeah. We know the diehard fans, the diehard Seminole fans. Whatever, you know what I mean. He was found not guilty, and that's fine. I mean, what else do you want? So we're sticking with famous Jameis. And however, I mean, we'll be on. I mean, you know. If he's not winning championships and he's not a five-star kid and he doesn't have all the talent in the world and number one draft pick and a Heisman Trophy winner, he might be off the team. You know, because it wasn't worth the headache, even though he was found not guilty no matter what. You never know.
Right.
You know, how that all plays out.
Yeah, good points.
No. All right, let's move on. But any of your thoughts, because I was thinking Robert Downey Jr., hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. One, if you would have forgiven your star athlete that went and came back to your team, and especially the way LeBron left, would you forgive him? And also, what other, you know, stars or outside jobs that create that kind of fan base that you'd say, hey, Mark, this is a good example. I said Robert Downey Jr. Similar Bill said Justin Bieber. Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots has been a screw-up. Nick Nolte, Gary Busey. So there's a lot of guys out there that have their issues, but we continue to go support them because we just love their work. I mentioned earlier, I want to get to this. I don't want to run out of time. What do we got? We're good? Okay, good. I want to get into the All-Star game that took place this past week. Great baseball game. And it's really interesting because you could say right now that Major League Baseball went from the national pastime, right? Easily the number one sport back in the day to now they are third. First, NFL, second, NBA, third, baseball, fourth, hockey. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And when it comes to that order, you're talking NFL is, you know, the hot girl down the street that's a 14, and the NBA is an 8, and then, you know, Major League Baseball is a 6, and hockey is the girl that, you know she's never going to cheat on you. That's a 3. Okay. So that's kind of the pecking order there. So the NFL gets it. You know, they get it in every level. Except for the life of me, I cannot understand how they are so clueless on their version of the All-Star game, the Pro Bowl. How the NFL does everything right in marketing their athletes and TV deals and red zone stuff. I mean, they're so creative. And the loyalty and the fan base that the NFL has created. But when it comes to the Pro Bowl, they just can't seem to get it right. And then on the flip side, and the reason I thought of this is because of the All-Star game. And I guess there's no interest in the Pro Bowl because nobody wants to play in it. They all dance around. Nobody tackles. Nobody does anything. They're trying to do a few new things this past year, and they all said it was a little bit better. But, you know, it's not the All-Star game. It's not the NHL All-Star game. And it's not the NBA All-Star game that we've fallen in love with. It's the pre-events that lead up to it. The games are actually almost a throwaway to the point, even though baseball, they keep you around. But for the rest of them, it's kind of a throwaway, unless you're a gambling fanatic and you're betting on it. It's the stuff that leads up to it. And it's the home run derby that is great. Am I right, guys? I mean, the home run derby is better than the baseball game. Everybody loves the home run derby.
And that's what you do. You just watch the boys pop them out of the park.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
And it's funny because that's the talk, too. The talk after the All-Star weekend or weekday or whatever you want to call it was not, you know, Mike Trout doing fantastic things in the game. What it was is Yasuel Puig did not hit a home run, you know, in the home run contest. So anything like that. In the NHL, nobody knows about – I couldn't tell you who won the All-Star game in the NHL ever. But they do have – they have some really cool – stuff that leads up to the All-Star. You know, they have the fastest skater and maybe the slap shot contest and everything like that, which is really neat. Baseball is the home run derby. The NBA, come on, nobody cares about the All-Star game. What do we all love? What did Michael Jordan make famous?
Slam dunk.
That's
baby.
Right. The slam dunk contest. And what did, I want to say Larry Bird, but I'm trying to think of the, it wasn't Mark Price, Craig Elo, maybe it was Steve Kerr, one of them, the three-point contest, the three-point shooting is awesome. It's great TV for the fans, and it's great for the sport, and it introduces people to us, you know, that maybe we don't follow at all. So what we need to do here, folks, on the Mark Lloyd Show right here on 93 FM, we need to help out the NFL. I never thought I'd say that, but I think we really do. It's a calling. We're getting close to football. So we need to help out the NFL, and we need to come up with some different categories that can preempt the Pro Bowl. We need to come up with those categories that you say, Mark, oh man, if they had this type of contest and this type of contest, it would get huge TV ratings and we would just absolutely eat it up. Because as NFL fans or football fans in general, you're always craving more. That's why they keep on coming up with more and more stuff, right? They keep on coming up with, you know, different ways for us to view and experience everything that goes on. That's why they mic up players. We can't get enough of football. So now the Pro Bowl is not going anywhere. But what things can we do? Like what home run derbies type things can we do for the NFL that would create excitement? Hit me up at Mark Lloyd Show. Give me your thoughts. What categories would you come up with? We're going to have our own when we come back from our break. But next, though, we will be speaking with Austin Idol, one of the old school wrestlers, because the WWE is in town tonight. So stay with us, folks, on the Mark Lloyd Show right here on 93 FM in Tallahassee.
Hey, folks, this is Bill.
And Eric.
With Bassett Promotions, producers of the Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your company or brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available with the Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here, where Tallahassee comes to talk, at the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
And now, back to the Mark Lloyd Show.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM. Folks, we said we had a big treat coming up for you, and we have Austin Idol on the line. And we got Austin on the line because the WWE is in town tonight here in Tallahassee. And for you wrestling fans, Austin Idol is one of the originals, right? One of the big dogs, the Universal Heartthrob, way back when, way before any of this WWE stuff came along. And Austin joins us right now. Austin, how are you?
Doing great, Mark. Good to be with you, man.
Thank you very much for taking the time to come on and talk a little wrestling and just some other stuff in general. And I was so curious. Also, I worked for the WWE for about 3 or 4 years as one of their announcers. But, you know, I'm 2000 and on. You know, you came in back in what, 72, 73, somewhere around that time?
I think it was 1756. I came over on a big ship. We didn't have GPS, cell phones, no television.
So, yeah, so way back then. You know, that's interesting, though, because one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I'm sure there's lots of different areas on how the sport of wrestling has just changed, you know, from back in your day to what everybody has nowadays, from the traveling to the pay to et cetera. But what are some of the changes that you think that really has surprised you, the way the sport has evolved?
No credibility.
No credibility back then or no credibility now?
Now. Yeah, I mean, just this is like word association, no credibility.
Gotcha. No credibility. What about the travel aspect of it? Because I can only imagine you guys weren't flying around on planes everywhere, but you were traveling nonstop. Am I right?
Yeah, we were traveling nonstop. I mean, there were some instances. I mean, for me, I mean, then part of my really attraction for, because, you know, I worked the Memphis, the Mid-South area for a very long time in and out, but probably for about a 10-year period, which is a long time to be anywhere in one place, really. But the attraction for me was I only worked 3 days a week and they would fly me, you know, so I really had.
Boy, you were one of the lucky ones.
I had a great gig. So, I mean, I was living in Tampa and I would fly out of Tampa on a Monday about 4 o'clock, fly right into Memphis, fly the next day to Louisville, hop a little short ride over to Evansville, Indiana, and then fly back to Tampa on Thursday morning. And then once a month, we would do the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. But for me, that was a great gig. You know, I mean, I didn't have to kill myself on the road, although I did that previously. I mean, I put in all the grunt work and the heavy lifting. Absolutely. That was a gig that was so good, I decided to, you know, try to hang in there with that for as long as I possibly could and try to save my body.
No, absolutely, because that's one of the things you hear about the wear and tear that a lot of people that, you know, don't really understand what goes into wrestling is that, you know, they all think scripted and everything like that. But the wear and tear on the body and, you know, every week here, Austin, on our show, I try to give out a fitness tip or two because I like to be a healthy person. I'm not a big guy or anything like that, but I just want to live a healthy life. And you've maintained your health and staying in great shape for all these years. And real quick, throw out maybe one or two, give us some wisdom on one or two things that has really stuck with you throughout your whole career on just staying healthy that can help the average Joe. You know, you don't have to be a professional wrestler or a professional athlete or anything like that. Just the average Joe. What do you do on a consistent basis that anybody could do to live a healthier life?
Okay. Number one, I drink again, and I've been doing this forever. I mean, just ever and ever and ever. Drink at least a gallon of quality water a day. You know, whether it's you have a great filtration system, but something that is a real deal, you know, good water. So I've been doing that forever. And I drink a gallon of water a day. So keeping that system flushed, and not having, you know, becoming dehydrated and stagnant, you know, because, you know, the earth. What the earth is what? 2/3 water or whatever our bodies are too. So that and then a tremendous amount of fiber. I've been on the fiber thing, gosh, since the 70s. Since the 70s when no one knew when fiber was. But
exactly. Well, that's what I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you the water thing. You were even you know, that started coming out in like the 80s. You know, where people talked about drinking water.
You wanted to say prehistoric, didn't you, Mark? I know you did. You wanted to say prehistoric.
Well, listen, I'm a big man. When you're in South Carolina and I'm in Tallahassee, so I can say things like that because you can't, you know, do an elbow smash or a knee drop on me or anything like that. So yes, I got the big things going on right now. But so fiber, lots of fiber every day, and you feel drinking a gallon of water and fiber is kind of like the infrastructure that really helps you stay healthy all these years. And anybody could do that, right?
Yeah, anybody can do it. It's so stupid simple. Anybody can do it, Mark. You know, and I'm heading into Whole Foods here pretty shortly. But for the people who want to do this fiber thing, and there's no doubt about it. This stuff, I mean, it's great. You get what you do is you buy it in bulk. It's cheap, 59, 60 cents a pound, unprocessed wheat bran, and you take a couple of decent scoops, a couple, two, three tablespoons, mix it in your favorite beverage. I like water because there's no calories, no sugar, no nothing. 30 minutes before each meal. You do this 30 minutes before each meal, and man, your health, couple that with the water, you're going to be good to go.
Wow.
A little exercise, some common sense.
Yeah. That's good stuff. There's a couple tips. There's our fitness tips this week from a true legend of staying in shape and also a true wrestling legend, Austin Idol. Okay, Austin. Now, I'm going to throw a couple quick, let's do a quick pro quo. Favorite person that you love to have a match against? Who is your favorite guy that you love to get into the ring? Not necessarily now, Austin. Not necessarily the biggest storyline or what the fans like, but you personally that you really enjoyed working with.
It has to be Lawler.
Jerry the King.
Yeah, it has to be Lawler. I mean, we had this. It wasn't because of the rich history that we had together, but because we were so good together.
Mm-hmm. You had the chemistry.
We were just so good together, you know, and Lawler was just, he was great, you know, I mean,
yeah,
he was.
Who's gone on to obviously great success with World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being one of the fantastic announcer, which is exactly what he is. Okay,
yep.
How about favorite, what was your favorite move that you really enjoy to do? That you personally, though, we all know the fans have their own, you know, particular ones. Probably, Austin was known for this. Austin was, but for you, what move did you really enjoy doing in the ring?
You know, I had a few good things. You know, I mean, I had some mannerisms that were, they were. So I had some very original mannerisms, which is not necessarily a move, but I threw a damn good punch. Well, I mean, that's great.
That's great.
Whether it was a jab or a big right, but that's for a good punch. And of course, the figure four. You know, I tweaked that a little bit, put a different name on Las Vegas leg lock. That was really good for me. You know, but there were so many good. Well, I wasn't a big high flying guy, and could I have been? Probably not. You know, been a big high flyer, but could have been. I know I could have been more aerial if I wanted to be, but I also knew there's two ways to do this. You can work hard or you can work smart. And if you work smart, maybe your body will last you for a long time. And right now, I mean, honestly, Mark, I'm in great shape. I really am. I'm in great shape. I train 5-6 days a week, you know, stay pretty healthy on the nutrition end of it. I'm not limping around, gimping around, and everything's working, man.
No, that's great. You know what, though? That's good life lesson there also, though, what you said just then. You could, in any job, work smart instead of, work smart. Do what's right and protect your body. And no matter what job you have, you'll have longevity in it. Okay, you had several managers, and I always got a kick out of the managers in wrestling. And you had Jimmy Hart, right? I think Jimmy Hart was one of them. And then you had Paul Heyman. Was Heyman another one?
Yeah, I actually gave him his first break.
Did you really? How about that?
He was just a fledgling guy. Was just in Memphis. They weren't doing anything with this guy, you know, and they weren't. I mean, he was just dead weight.
Yeah. And then you gave him his break.
Yeah,
how about that?
But he kind of befriended me and I liked him, you know, and he had a little personality, and I had never had a manager there. Didn't need one.
Yeah.
I didn't need Jimmy, but I liked Jimmy. Jimmy and I were friends, and so friends take care of friends. But for Paul, I went to Lawler and Jarrett, and I said, you know what, I like this kid, you know, and I think he's going to be okay. I really do. So I said, you know, put him with me, make him my manager. Bang.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. How about that? I worked with Paul Heyman when I was with WWE. I didn't know that.
That's not my favorite. That's not, you know, absolutely. I believe he would tell you that, but who knows? But my favorite manager, was my first one I ever had, which was in New York when I was a kid working for Vince Sr.,
okay.
Lou Albano.
Lou Albano. And you know what's funny is for us guys that are maybe a little younger, the only reason I knew who Lou was because of Cyndi Lauper in a video.
Yeah, there you go. And he was the greatest. I mean, this guy was the greatest on the mic. I don't care who's out there, who was before him or after him. There was only one Lou Albano. He was the captain. He was the guiding light. And I'm telling you, man, to have him as a manager, and, you know, and I was young, and it was one of my, you know, it wasn't my first break, you know, but it was probably my third break in the business going into New York as a kid, you know,
yeah.
And couldn't spell my name, didn't know how to lace my boots up, you know. But after about 6 weeks, Vince Sr., we were in Philadelphia doing television, and Vince, he sent word for me. He wanted to talk to me. So immediately I thought, I'm fired.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Why else would he want to see you? You're absolutely right.
The old man wants to talk to me. I'm fired. So I remember, I went over, and there he was, Vince Sr., tall, dapper, mm-hmm. It was winter, long overcoat on, that silver hair. He was perfect, man. He was right off the cover of GQ. And he said to me, he said, you know what, kid? I really like you, and I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to put you with Lou Albano as your manager, and you're going to start making some money.
Wow,
and
very cool.
And he did, and I did.
That's a great story. That really is, that's a really good story.
He did, and I did. And being with Lou for about a year, man, you can't teach that in school.
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
A lot of it, they wouldn't be allowed.
you know what, Austin, I wanted to ask you two more questions for you. And one is, because the sport has evolved, world wrestling so much that, in athletics, it has to, when it comes to pay. And you have a Jim Brown out there that, a great NFL player, but he just has there's just a bitterness to him because he didn't make the millions upon millions of dollars that it did now. And my question was, you definitely don't seem bitter at all, but I bet you there's some wrestlers out there that missed, they go, wow, we're the foundation. We created this whole excitement. You guys took it to another level, but still that you missed out on, the Rock money or the Brock Lesnar money of 40 and 30 and $50 million. But does that ever bother you at all? Or you just say, it's the way it is.
No, Mark, I never look back. I don't have a rearview mirror. But no, that doesn't bother me at all because for me, and it's always been the way I am. I mean, when I really officially quit wrestling, I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, I really didn't. And this was, as you just said, this was before big money.
Yeah.
So, okay, you had a few bucks saved, but chances are you didn't have a tremendous amount of money saved. But regardless of the fact, I quit wrestling just on a lark on one day. I said, I'm done. Had no idea what I was going to do, none whatsoever.
Hmm.
Wasn't prepared to do anything, but it forced me into a corner to put on my creative thinking cap and start thinking, okay, I got to do something here. I'm still a young guy. What am I going to do? One thing led to another, and I ended up having a 20-year run in the real estate business just as an investor, buying and selling and buying and selling. And I got out before the world collapsed in 2008. I didn't get caught holding. But over a period of time, Mark, I bought and sold about 500 properties.
Wow, that's something else. That's a really good story because a lot of people wonder what happens to the great athletes out there that once they walk away from their career, in wrestling and in athletics too. They didn't have the $50 million. So it puts you in a corner.
Yeah, shift gears, Mark. Yeah. Shift gears. I mean, I bought a pizza place in downtown Greenville about 6 months ago. It's now ranked the number one pizza in Greenville.
Wow.
And Greenville is, it's not a huge city, but it's a rock and roll city. I mean, you're talking about, you got just several big corporations here that have a huge footprint, and it's a tremendous growth area. I mean, it really is. I've got the number one pizza place in Greenville, South Carolina.
Now, real quick, to follow up on the pizza place, when somebody orders like a large pizza, does it come with like a pile driver or anything like that? Do you throw anything, no pepperoni?
Oh,
but
yeah.
We'll give you a sleeper hold.
Delivery boys are trained to do that.
That's excellent.
They hold the pizza box down low, so the consumer has to kind of bend over a little bit to get the pie. Bang, between the legs, up, down, boom, over.
Very cool.
Take the pizza and the money and take it back to the shop and resell it.
That's good. That's great. All right, hey, Austin. And last question for you. Do you follow the WWE? Do you ever watch any of the wrestling? It's in town tonight. I didn't know if you had a favorite guy that you really appreciate the way he performs, in the ring and outside of it.
No, I haven't seen wrestling in so long. I mean, I really haven't. But, I still have an interest in wrestling. But, I just don't, watch it.
Sure.
I really don't. I stay busy doing so many other things,
Yeah,
but
yeah. That's a good thing. That you're not looking back. There's no rear view mirror. I hear you. I hear you. Good advice. Austin, hey, thank you very much for coming on the Mark Lloyd Show here on 93 FM. You know what? What is the name? Just in case we're going to Greenville anytime soon, what's the name of the pizza place?
Vic's, Vic's Pizza. located in beautiful downtown Greenville, South Carolina, 12 East Coffee Street.
Boy, you have not lost your touch from the speaking days, right?
One,
we're cutting up.
Ranked number one by prestigious town magazine. Yes. Come see us.
We're cutting a promo right now. I loved it. I had the mic in your face just then. Just like my WWE days and your wrestling days. That's fantastic. Austin, thanks for joining us here. And stay healthy. And thanks for the wisdom. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mark. It was my pleasure.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Okay. Ciao.
That was Austin Idol, folks. Very cool. You know what? It's good to go old school once in a while, right? I mean it's a true icon in this industry, and it's a billion-dollar industry, you know? But he was one of the guys that started No Bitterness and had a lot of good information there and some interesting stuff that happened back in the day. He gave Paul Heyman, you know, his start for all you wrestling fans out there. That's big news. All right, stay with us here on The Mark Lloyd Show. We're coming right back right here on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
There are two words that every woman needs to hear from her man, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Happy Saturday. Thanks for hanging with us. We have the whole crew here, Seminole Bill, Eric, and myself. It's me, Mark Lloyd. We're trying to save the NFL and the Pro Bowl, folks. I mean, sometimes we have a calling, right? We have a calling. Us here and U.S. sports fans out there that love football, in particular the NFL, on how we could help them save the Pro Bowl. Not necessarily the Pro Bowl game, but how can we enhance our experience leading up to the Pro Bowl? And the reason this came up is because the All-Star Game was this past week, and we all love, not necessarily the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, but we love the Home Run Derby, right? That's what we pay attention to. In the NBA, I couldn't tell you who won the East or the West in the NBA All-Star Game last year, unless you're gambling on, unless you're a degenerate like that, and you bet the over or something. But you can always tell you who won the three-point contest and who won the slam dunk contest. So for the NFL, we need to come up with some categories that NFL players can compete in. And I don't want to hear, I know it, everybody out there saying, well, they don't want to get injured. And well, you know what? Somehow somebody's leaping from the free throw line to dunk. So if it was good enough for Michael Jordan, you know, yes, he was young at the time, but so what? You know, let's just assume that they're going to compete. You know, just like all the big baseball players, a lot of them compete in the home run derby. You know, and some of them say, no, that's okay for fear of getting injured. I get it. But what are some of the in the NFL, what are some of the categories? Send them in at Mark Lloyd Show, or you could go to our Facebook page, just look it up, Mark Lloyd Show, or you could correspond with us on our website, www.marklloydshow.com. Bam, I said it. I got rid of the dub. Yeah. Excellent. First thing I thought of is, man, we love speed, right? How about a 40? And they do some of these in the pre-draft stuff, right? In the combine, right? They do that. We love, the most fascinating thing is the 40-yard dash. So how about who's the fastest player in the NFL? Now, we touched on this a long, long time ago with like the wide world of sports stuff and everything like that. We had some kind of, but nowadays, wouldn't that be a great category? Wouldn't you love to know who's the fastest player in the NFL? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Prime time, baby.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That would be such a fantastic category that I think everybody would tune in. Okay, so fastest 40-yard dash, or maybe you make it, I don't know, the 100 or something. No, let's do 40-yard dash. That seems. How about most accurate? They do this with some of the, at least they used to, down at Disney, they used to do some of the target throwing for the rookie quarterbacks. But wouldn't it be awesome to see a Peyton Manning, a Tom Brady, you know, go a Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, all out there trying to hit these targets to see who's the most accurate?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, That's great TV. I guarantee you they would get a huge number and it would be a money, and they could sell tickets. It would be really fun. It really would. It would enhance that whole Pro Bowl week experience. Am I right, Bill?
Be almost like the Disney Challenge days.
Yes, yes. How about this one? How about this one? What about strength? You know, what about the 225-pound bench press? Now, once again, they do that in the combine. That's one of the things. But who's the strongest? Because they always talk about this, right? Yes, you're a college guy. Yes, you're this. But when you get to the NFL, you're with the big boys. Now, I know there's a lot of things that factor into calling them the big boys, their brains, because they know how to play now at that level, at that speed. Their bodies are more mature, so they can take the pounding. So I get all those reasons. But also, though, strength-wise, wouldn't it be cool to see who is the strongest guy in NFL? Who could do the most 220? Kind of like maybe mix a little bit of the strongman contest into it. You ever watch it on ESPN?
Oh, that was awesome.
They're lifting up these boulders or a car on their shoulders or pulling a car. That's good stuff. But wouldn't you like, and that just creates more of a loyalty for your player and your team. Once again, let's take out the, oh, well, they might get injured and all that stuff. We don't want to see them take a chance. I'm not talking about doing anything silly like jumping across the backs of alligators like they did in Live and Let Die in James Bond movie. No, I'm talking about doing stuff that's not that dangerous, okay, everybody? So calm down. But what are some of the categories that you could come up with? Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter or visit us on our website, www.marklloydshow.com. I think those are three good categories. You know, I had another two in baseball. They have the home run contest, right?
Right.
Maybe three. One is one. I could see this one saying no. Who throws the hardest fastball? You know, I don't know if that's going to get somebody injured or something. You know, that maybe that's a little, but still, that would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, you could check average speed.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to guck it up there, but I mean, my goodness. Even at the fair,
that was awesome.
Yeah, you just go through and try and throw that clock. Right?
Yes, that was great. I remember I threw, no lie, it was in Orlando at like Baseball City. The Royals used to train there, right? I don't know when this was. I must have been 11 or something or 12. I remember throwing like a 77 or 80 mile an hour fastball when I was real young. I was like, man, I am set. Mom, I don't need to go to school anymore. There's a pretty good chance I'm going to be a major league pitcher. Okay, did you not see the fastball? No, we don't know if the guy's gun is off or anything, but all I know is I threw that.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. We wound up playing softball together at some point down in Orlando, and I...
Yeah, we did.
You did have a good hose out there.
No, the only thing I remember from those days, I got hit in the face with a ball running the first base, and my head swelled up like a pumpkin. That's the last thing I remember. But here's my two other categories for baseball, real quick. How about fastest around the base path? So, the NFL, we're talking a 40-yard dash, right? How about the fastest around the base path? So it brings in not only your speed, but the art of running the bases,
yeah,
right? And hitting the corners.
Great.
That's great TV, folks. You have the home run derby. We have the fastest pitch, and then we have the who could run the fastest around the base paths. And then here's one that I always just think of Bo Jackson, and that is, how about from the wall to home plate? Who could throw the rope? Who could throw the rope and gun the guy down at home plate? I just remember Bo Jackson catching it, leaping up against the wall or catching it and throwing it all the way, 300 feet right to the catcher. It was just phenomenal.
Amazing.
I think, I think we solved the Pro Bowl crisis right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93. Do you agree or disagree, Mr. Bill?
I like those things.
Yeah, I think that would be exciting.
Spice it up, babies.
Okay, if you could get Roger Goodell, send him the email with our new categories.
Working on it.
Okay, I love that. That's what I love about Eric and Bill over there. They just get stuff going. They're already firing off the email to Roger Goodell. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game took place. Derek Jeter, last All-Star Game. It's his kind of final farewell. And I'm not a Yankee fan. I can't stand the Yankees. I don't like anything in New York. I don't like anything in the Northeast, to be honest with you. Derek Jeter's just one of the good guys. It's tough to argue that, right? To live in New York, to win all those championships, and never really to have any issues that we know of. Just to be an all-around good guy. And for Yankee fans out there, I'm pretty sure that they're sad that Jeter's going away because he's a great guy, not only for Major League Baseball, but for the Yankees, a great role model for your kids. And he's been playing for so long, a lot of your kids, from 5 to 19, they've probably grown up watching the guy, which led me to start thinking about, for myself, I'm not a Jeter fan, but I'm not a Jeter fan. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me that he's going away. I think he's a great guy, but I have no loyalty to the Yankees or to him. And I was thinking, what athlete out there, folks, and think long and hard. All right. What athlete that finally walked away, not necessarily because of an injury that was like really sad, like Bo Jackson, you know, nothing like that. But just, it was time to go. Like Jeter, it's time to go. You know, body's breaking down. I need to move on. What athlete, maybe it was on your favorite team or maybe not your favorite team, you just were a fan of that athlete that finally left and you said, wow, you know what? I'm actually kind of sad. I won't be able to see him on the diamond or on the NBA court or, you know, in tennis. You know, any sport. What I'm saying is, what athlete walked away eventually because he had to retire that made you sad? Seminole, do you have one?
Marino, you know, as a quarterback?
You know what? I have Marino on my list. I have Marino on my list. I said, you know, I'm not a Dolphin fan, but I just liked Dan Marino. And so Dan Marino's on my list. And baseball, I was thinking, you know, I had a lot. I grew up a huge baseball fan. All right. One guy I always loved in baseball was Nolan Ryan. And I mean, you know, 7 no-hitters. He was just man, he threw the ball so hard that when he finally left, I was like, you know what? I'm actually sad. There's no Nolan Ryan that I could watch pitch for the, you know, the Rangers or the Angels or the Astros or anything. He has no chance of throwing another no-hitter and giving me that adrenaline rush going into the eighth and the ninth inning, throwing 90, you know, 8 miles an hour, just throwing heat still, or 100 miles an hour, trying to get that no-hitter. So I had Marino into football. I had on my list. Okay, I had Nolan Ryan in baseball. Right?
Same.
You know what? I was thinking college football, but that's kind of different. Because you might only get to know the guy for a year or 2 years, and it's just so quick that I don't think you could throw that in. You fall in love with the guys, and you appreciate everything they did for your alma mater, Seminole Bill, like a Charlie Ward or something like that, and for Gator fans, a Danny Werfel or a Tim Tebow, except, you know, you could go on. But I don't know. It's too quick. I think 15 years of getting to know somebody,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Jeter, I mean, the last guy we had like that, I think, Cal Ripken Jr., you know, Jr.
You know what? Excellent.
What a great way he went out.
Excellent. Cal Ripken Jr. I was a big Cal Ripken Jr. fan. Rookie card, 1983. And believe it or not, okay, I don't like the Yankees, but I always liked Don Mattingly, now the head coach for the Dodgers. I always liked Mattingly.
Classy guy.
Yeah. So those are my baseball. So Dan Marino in football, I'm trying to think. I wouldn't say I was sad to see him go, even though I was a big Elway fan.
Yeah.
You know, I liked Elway. My favorite player was Randy Moss, but for whatever reason, I wasn't sad to see him go. I just didn't care. But I love watching him. You know, that's a top. We're going to get into that next week. Appointment setting for athletes. Yeah. Who was an appointment setter? But we're going to, what about, we only have a few more minutes. Hit us up. Send us in your athletes that when they eventually walked away the way Derek Jeter is this year, you know, who made you sad that you won't see him on the diamond or the hard court or, you know, on the football field? You know what? On the NBA, Magic Johnson.
Oh, man.
See, I'm a good litmus test for this subject because I'm not a diehard fan of any professional teams. I just love all the sports. So I'm not really a diehard fan. So Magic Johnson, when he finally, you know, had to go away, he retired. The HIV and everything like that, and then came back for the All-Star game, which took place in Orlando, which was great. But that was sad to see Magic go. Now, I know that's kind of different circumstances, right? Different circumstances, but still, he was such a playmaker, and it's so exciting that I was like, wow, that really stinks. That does. I can't.
There's guys like that, Mark, that you say you're sad to see him because of the person.
Yes.
And then there's others that you're sad to see as a player. Cal Ripken Jr., Derek Jeter. They had both.
You're absolutely right. You know what, Bill? That's a great way to put it, is that almost the complete package, right? A great person on and off the field. And that's what made you like them that much more.
Even you know, when you hear things like the other night when they're talking about, hey, even his opponents.
Yes, you know, that respected him.
The respect factor, that's a huge thing to have in the business.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, I was trying to think of hockey. Just growing up in Florida, was never a huge hockey fan. I do like the sport. I think it's the most exciting sport maybe in person. And the only guy I could think of was Wayne Gretzky, you know, because he was just so big and everything like that, you know. So a lot of good stuff. Hit us up. Send us in your players that you were sad to see go one day. Another great show, guys. We want to thank everybody out there for hanging with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show each and every Saturday as we inch closer to the NFL season, to the college football season, to the high school football season. It's all right around the corner. You can tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show. Visit our Facebook page. What, do you like us or something? I'm not a technology man over there, Eric. They just got to go to the Facebook page and like it, and they can chat with us, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and also check out a our website, MarkLloydShow.com. Put a www in front of that and go visit us. Drop us some of your favorite guys that walked away, right? And all kinds of stuff. So we had a lot of interesting topics. Hit us up on those three social media networks. Once again, thanks for hanging with us. We're here each and every Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's the Mark Lloyd Show, the home of the Gators and the Jags on Freedom 93 FM. We'll see you next week, folks.